Good morning, everyone, my radio and television audience. Today, I'm still covering the election, and because it's very crucial for Oakland to be a part of the election. I'm going to talk about the propositions today and still a little bit on the section that people, the frequently asked questions. But before I do that, I want to talk about an experience that I had just the other day. I was in Home Depot and getting some things for around the house. And then when I got up to pay for the items, the lady said, "Wow, I didn't expect all of this to be this much." And she said, "Oh, and over $8 of it is for taxes." And I said, "Yeah, that's a lot of that's going on." And I said, "I'm really having a problem with the grocery tax in this city." And she says, "Yes." And I said, and I told her, I said, "It's going to hurt those that receive food stamps, you know, really more." And she said, "What?" And then she let me know then that she received food stamps. And then I asked her, was she registered to vote? She said no. I let her know that I had some voter affidavits outside. So, you know, I can go out and get one for her to register to vote. She said no, she doesn't believe in this country and that she doesn't vote. And why did she tell me that? I don't know. Because I had to inform her that some of the issues that are coming up now are pertaining to those that are receiving some type of public assistance or they are poor. And for some reason, and she was young, she had a job, she seemed to be angry. I'm picturing her as a person that possibly have timed out. You know, that means she won't get any more cash money. And if she is, it's only going to be for the kids, which means that in order to make ends meet, you do have to get a job. She's not making enough, evidently, probably minimum wages, to get her off of food stamps. You can make a little bit more money and stay on food stamps and not the cash money. Well, you know what I told her. She needs to register to vote. She don't realize what she's doing. And I left one out of the store. But see, this is a message I'm going to give to everybody that says that they do not like this country and seem to want to be bitter about it and do not exert all of their citizenship rights, I'll say. And voting is one of them. And so if you're not participating in your citizenship rights, it's going to be directly related to you not being treated like a citizen. Whether you know it or not, your voting information, there's a lot of it that is public information. Public, that means people can go and get the information. And with computers now, they may be able to go online and get it. I don't know. I haven't gone on that part of the voter registration line yet. But I do know in 2000, I purchased the information that's considered public information And I asked for all of Oakland, every zip code. It cost me quite a bit of money to get one little DVD or CD that had all this information on it. And I needed to see it. I was able to go to that information that they've given me and look up, according to zip code, all the streets and addresses in that zip code. Of course, I started off with my own first. And I was amazed on how many people or how many addresses did not have individuals that were registered to vote or voting. And it shows that they didn't participate in a number of votes. They may not have ever been registered to vote. Somehow, we're not connecting voting with the problems that we're having in our community as African Americans. Because the person that I was talking to at Home Depot was an African American. And so now I'm letting you know that it is public information, and anybody that want to know whether you are registered to vote or at that address. Now, some of you have moved and you've changed your address as far as all of your other paperwork, but you never change it on your voter registration form. You have to re-register again when you change your address. So these people that have moved are either no longer registered to vote, or they're going to the poll that that they used to vote at. You now can go, and you've always been able to go to the voter registration office itself and vote. And as I've mentioned before, they allow absentee ballots now. So there really is no excuse for you not to register to vote and vote, especially when they know that the individuals that are not registered to vote and voting are those that need help and assistance in some form of manner. You're not registering to vote and you expect to keep getting this assistance. The money, the food stamps, Medi-Cal, housing, all of this. But you're not registered to vote and voting. That's why they're trying to get you out of Oakland. You're not even exerting the rights that you have as a poor person that taxpayers are paying for. Taxpayers have gotten tired. They've been complaining about how their tax monies are being spent on people that don't want help. They don't want to go to work. And that's not altogether true. It appears that all of them don't want to go to work. Some do want to go to work, and they don't have the skills. They're not even considering getting the taxpayers' dollars by going to school and getting those loans and grants. So they just allow themselves to end up falling through the cracks. Well, see, personally, I will not be providing low-rate services to anyone that is not registered to vote and voting. You can forget me doing the, we have an income scale based on the income that you have coming in on the services that you'll get through the SBFM organization. I'm a part of SBFM TV and SBFM Radio. But SBFM covers a broad range of services. And one of those services is to provide employment as well as small business assistance, free to some or low income people. And if you do have an income coming in, it's going to be based on the amount of income you have coming in. And of course, minimum wages is not that much. So I'm going to tell you now, effective immediately. I'm going to give you time to register to vote and vote. Don't call me for any services if you're not going to pay my rate. And my rate has always been more expensive than those that are on public assistance can afford. I already know that. Depending on the services, in fact, it doesn't matter what services that you ask for through SBFM, they had it set up to where if you had a limited income, they would work with you. Well, SBFM is not going to do it. And neither will I under the television or radio people that contact me at the business address. You know, I'm going to assist them in getting you out of Oakland since you're not going to even try to register to vote and vote against the grocery tax. They put it on a ballot. So you don't have to pay more for your groceries. That, you know, anything that's pretty much edible is considered, or you can drink it, is considered groceries. Now, the main expense that people are going to have to be concerned about are your fruits and vegetables. Groceries. Okay? And they tried to disguise it because they came out with this soda thing first. But that doesn't make any sense. And a lot of us are going to fall for it because we don't believe in voting and we're not even watching what's going on. And you are the ones that many of these propositions and laws that are coming up are pertaining to poor people and low-income people. And see, now many of them are very angry because when the change came about, it was difficult for them to go through the change cycle, and some of them are still in denial about what's happening with themselves. They want to blame it on the government and everyone else but themselves. You had plenty of time, if you were receiving that money, to fix it. You know, they gave you about 2-3 years telling you that they were going to fix it. And when they did, they put a 5-year maximum lifetime limit on it. And a lot of people didn't believe it, and I feel so sorry for some of the people that believed in the nonprofit corporations to say that they were fighting for them, and they did. They worked very hard, but they were working at the lower level. I don't know why individuals want to contact the city, the county, and the state about regulations that were put down by the federal government, who told the states and lower governments that this is what was going on. But nobody up there in Washington, down here at the state, the city builders and the county builders protesting, signs and everything, and didn't even think about going up to the White House. And this has been before Obama, and now you definitely need to be going up there more since we have a African-American in the White House, and we got some African-American issues. He's only going to be told certain things by the people that have been hired to inform him. Some of those people are uninformed. So it's going to require the people to let our elected officials know what's going on. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about the propositions, and I'm going to name them first so you can go on the internet. There are about 14, 15 of them. Proposition 51 through 67. And they're recommended, the Democratic Party recommended the type of vote, you know. 51 deals with the kindergarten through community college public education facilities bond act of 2016. They're recommending a yes vote. We will be talking more about what the effects of this later. Proposition 52, they're saying vote yes on this too. It deals with Medi-Cal funding and accountability. A lot of people have to have Medi-Cal. And see, they had started a system to where it was very difficult, even if you were receiving food stamps and money, they had some limitations on Medi-Cal. And you may not even receive Medi-Cal even when you apply, depending on your personal circumstances. So there were a lot of people that weren't receiving Medi-Cal that should have been receiving Medi-Cal, as far as I'm concerned, that weren't receiving Medi-Cal until President Obama did the health care thing. So if you didn't have any income, all you have to do is verify it and all of this, you're eligible for Medi-Cal. Simple. He made it that way. You better be glad he did. As well as you were able to go to the hospitals without any problem, because, see, they start not seeing people because of the laws allowed it. They played with the laws, with people's lives. Now, they want you to vote yes on 52 because it's dealing with Medi-Cal, hospital fees, and the amount of money that's going to be received for these services. And they want to make it where you can't take this money and do something else with it. See, that's a lot of that goes on, too. They send money that has originally been designated for certain services and transferred over for different services. Well, they've been doing this all the time because they know who the voters are. And whichever method that they're using, it usually always end up hurting poor people. Yeah, poor people. And we're not paying attention. So we better vote yes for 52. Now, 53, they want you to vote no on, and I'm going to read to you what that is, and we'll get deeper into that later. Stop right-wing millionaires attack on local control and infrastructure. Infrastructure. No on 53. We're going to talk. In fact, the way it even sounds, stop right-wing millionaires, okay, on local control and infrastructure. This is tough. And we are voting for another president. No on 54 as well. This is dealing with legislature and legislation and proceedings. That's no on 54. Yes on 55. Tax extension to fund children's education and health care. Yes on 56. This is the cigarette tax to fund health care, tobacco use prevention, research, and law enforcement. I definitely want the law enforcement part to be put in place, because I have a strong feeling that a lot of these stores are not going through the proper channels for cigarettes and all these other little tobacco type items the way they're supposed to. And we have a tobacco tax as well as an alcohol tax, but people are not being taxed. At least the receipts are showing non-taxable. I have a lot of receipts showing that from different stores. I have people out there that are still doing the research on this. Proposition 57. The Democratic Party says vote yes on that. It's called the Public Safety and Rehabilitation Act. It's dealing with people that have been sentenced and went to jail and they're on parole, all of those type things. Yes on 58. The LEARN initiative, Language Education Acquisition and Readiness Now. Okay? It's to help individuals to learn English. I'm already hearing a lot of people that don't want to participate in that because they're concentrating on, you know, people that are from other countries and things like that. But see, there's a lot of people in this country that were born and raised in this country that speak Ebonics, they think it that way, that need to take English as a second language themselves, since we weren't going to be allowed the Ebonic language teaching so we could correct the language of the African Americans in this country. Well, now we will be able to participate if we want to, but I'm pretty sure most of the individuals that live here, born here, don't want to go this route, which they shouldn't. Just go and take an English class at one of the adult schools and start from the beginning, because somewhere along the line you got lost. Okay, yes on 59. This is dealing with overturned Citizens United. We do need to talk a little bit more about that. I'm going to do a little bit more research because I don't know the pros and cons on that one at all. Proposition 60, adult films and condoms. We'll get a little bit deeper into that. 61, the Democratic Party didn't place a... they didn't say how they wanted it. There's no position that they're taking there. But it's dealing with state prescription drug purchases, pricing standards. Now, you know that medications are expensive, okay? So we're going to have to talk about that, because you have to get a whole separate, you know, expense for medications that's way out there. I didn't believe how much these medications cost. And they're charging, and when you're in these facilities, they're charging you per pill, you know, $5, $10, $20, and up dollars per pill. This is crazy. Proposition 62, they're saying vote yes on it. And this is what it says: replace the costly, failed death penalty system. We're going to talk about the California death penalty, and because the system is failing. In fact, that whole institutionalized, supposedly to reform you, is does it backwards. You know, that whole thing needs to be done over. Proposition 63, they're saying vote yes on that. It's the Safety for All Act. Okay, we'll talk more on that. 64, they say yes. Control, regulate, and tax adult use of Marijuana Act. Proposition 65, they haven't placed a position on that at all, the Democratic Party. But this is carry out bag charges. So you know, we pay for bags. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Proposition 66, they say no on this, and it's pertaining to the death penalty procedures. We will talk more about that because we do have a death penalty. And all I can say is that it's difficult for this system to find people and get them charged, but you know, and convicted of charges that carry the death penalty, that should go to the death penalty according to God's laws. What you did, and if you really did it, it carries a death penalty. And if they have proved it by no reasonable doubt, then that's a death penalty. God did leave this up to man, but man has screwed this thing up so bad that I'm glad that they have life without parole, because some of those individuals that got life are innocent. And if it wasn't for life without the possibility of parole, they probably would have received the death penalty. Since DNA, they have found a lot of people innocent because it wasn't their DNA that they have collected during that period of time of the crime. I mean, so we're going to have to really look at these death penalty procedures, because everyone know in this country that in many of the states, African-American males have been targeted for the death penalty sentence. So you can sit around African-Americans and don't pay attention to what's going on. But anyway, they said vote no on that. And 67, last but not least, plastic bag ban. They're trying to make sure we no longer get any plastic when we do when we go out there and make groceries or what have you. They want us to do the paper bag, and I'm understanding what they're saying, so I'm not really going to fight against that plastic bag ban. I'm not, because it's ending up in a crisis, a health crisis on top of that, to dispose of it. So, remember when plastic was the thing? We thought we had something going on with the plastic bags until they found out they couldn't get rid of them that easy. Well, anyway, Vote Smart. Project Vote Smart. You can dial 1-888-VOTE-SMART. Or go to www.votesmart.org. And they have a lot of information about what's going on with the elected officials and about the new people that we may be electing. Now, I haven't made a decision only on the president right now. And the decision is on who I'm not going to vote for. I'm not absolutely positive of who I'm going to vote for, especially for president. It won't be Trump. I fail to conceive that he wait until now to really want to include African Americans and wait till the last minute and went out and found some Republican African Americans. Now, African Americans used to be Republicans first, for those of you that didn't know that. We were Republicans first, and that didn't help us any, so I guess now the majority of us are probably Democratic. That's okay, too. Right now, it's hard to tell the difference between the two, since all that's been going on for the past 15-something-odd years is very difficult, you know. But nonetheless, we're going to have to deal with this election. And for those of you that don't register to vote and vote, you have no say-so. It does you no good to even go out and protest because you look stupid. You're out there protesting about things that we have to talk to officials about, and you're not registered to vote and vote. They're not going to listen to you. You didn't hire them. Right now, it is clear that there's a large population of poor people that are not registered to vote and voting, and the majority of them are African Americans. And we do not connect our non-voting behavior to the consequences that we end up having to deal with. So, I strongly suggest you go out there, register to vote and vote. We're going to be talking about that. We'll be going through the list here for the frequently asked questions. And to answer some of your questions that you may have about the election. But in the meantime, you go get an affidavit. I received something in the mail. I think they're trying to make this easier for you. I'll talk about that later. I haven't done any research on that. But I received something that says that makes it easier for you to register to vote. Now, you can register to vote online. If you have access to a computer, you can register to vote online. But in the meantime, I'm still going to the stores that are associated with individuals, the no on the grocery tax. Go to www.nooaklandgrocerytax.com. Now, Robert?
Yes, uh-huh.
Hello,
how are
caller.
You this morning?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Robert.
Robert?
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, I just had a couple quick questions for you. I heard you were saying about the grocery tax here, and there's a few stores that I've been going to, and they're against the grocery tax, and one of the guys here by the neighborhood store, he was trying to find out when are they going to be voting on this.
Okay, voter day is November is it 5th or 6th? That's the first Tuesday. I'll give you that, but you need to register to vote by October 24th because you won't be able to vote. Okay.
October 24th.
And I believe the date to vote is like November 5th or 6th or something around there.
No.
But you'll have plenty of time after you register to vote. Those that get the, you know, they are registered, they're going to get all of the propaganda and everything. They've already started getting the propaganda because that's how we know about the those that are against the grocery tax. And as I said last week, not one of these individuals are African American. They're either African, Mexican, or Arab, or, you know, stuff like that, Asian. Okay, I'm seeing all of these faces of people that have businesses here, and they're not African American. So, and guess what? We still will have to buy produce from them since we don't have any African American produce, or we'll have to go to large chain stores. What I am finding out is that many of these small produce stores are inexpensive.
Right, right. And the stores that are close to where I live, most of the stores are Hispanic owned. As far as the produce stores.
Okay.
As far as the corner stores, the liquor stores, if you want to say, those are mostly all owned by Arabic people or some Indian people. And, a lot of those stores, I've been to a few, and the stores that I've been to, they don't want to give you a receipt. And if you're purchasing tobacco products or beer or wine, they don't give no tax on it. And I believe that's the reason why they don't give the receipt unless you ask for it. And then when you ask for it, the receipt says non-taxable.
Okay, we're running into a lot of that. Did you keep any of your receipts?
I have a few of them, yes. And I plan on getting some more.
Okay, I want you to make sure you get those to me. Give me a call at area code 510-479-1089 and so I can get those receipts from you. Thank you for calling.
You said 479-1089?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you for calling. Okay, JJ.
Hey.
How are you doing today? You didn't contact me last week because we got a different format coming up on what we're going to be doing, and we're going to have you step in a different manner. But anyway, from this day on, we're not going to have you calling in using the number that you're using and stuff like that. Because did you hear me with the other person on the phone?
Yes, I just heard your last caller.
You heard everything we were talking about?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And it's definitely an issue. I apologize for not getting in contact with you. I was really busy. I had a couple of clients that needed assistance this week, so I do apologize.
But okay, well, go on and give a short report. This will be the last time you're calling in this manner. We have something else set up for you.
Okay, well, according to reports, Keisha's Knights Pullman, her mother, had the police called on her by Ed Hartwell. Now, Ed says that he came to the house to pick up some of his things that he had left, and according to reports, Keisha instructed her mother, because she was out of the house, to take the things that had been placed in the garage. Well, when they had been boxed up and placed in the garage. So when Ed Hartwell shows up to the house, his mother let him, Keisha's mother let him know that, you know, you can go to the garage and get your things. They've been placed neatly in boxes in the garage. And Ed Hartwell had a little fit behind that, and because he wanted to gain entry into the house, and he called the police. So,
hey,
the police
why he wanted
decide,
to get to the house when all his broke.
I'm sorry.
Did he say?
Yeah. The police came to the house. Now, he wanted to gain access to the house, and so he had to call the police for that. So when the police came, of course, they could not do anything but escort him into the garage to get the rest of his things. Now, he also says that he's upset because some of his things were allegedly missing out of the boxes, and he's really, really, really upset about that. And now he says his comment is that he had very hurt feelings by Keisha's actions, and she's just being petty. Okay.
Okay, did he say the reason why he wanted access to the house is because he had things inside of the house?
Yes, yes, yes. However, Keisha had previously taken all of his things and put them in boxes and placed them in the garage. So he was upset because he just couldn't go into the house and had to go get his things from the garage. So he called the police to assist him into getting in the house. And however, that did not happen. They only were able to assist him when he went to the garage to get his stuff. Okay?
Yeah.
And,
sounds
and,
right.
And he says Keisha's being petty. Yeah, and he says Keisha's being petty. That is just both of them. Petty is one thing, and just calling the police unnecessarily is completely another. There are people that do have real emergencies out there, and he is wasting the police's time and resources to come to the house to help him get stuff out the garage. He could have took his butt right in that garage and grabbed that stuff all by himself. Okay? All
That's
right,
true.
Moving on. Moving on. Okay, now, according to most recent reports, now 50 Cent is always taking shots at Empire on his social media accounts. But Taraji P. Henson has had enough. Now, he reported also taking shots at Vivica Fox. Now, y'all know when 50 Cent and Vivica Fox used to be an item. Well,
right.
the Golden Globe award-winning Cookie Lyons called the power producer. She says he's a bully, and to use your power to unite the people and uplift us all. And Vivica Fox quickly clapped back and said that thanks to her friend for her support. And by posting, she says, thanks, darling sis. I love you tons. When they go low, we go high. Okay. Now, what can you say about that? Now, finally, the Love and Hip Hop. This story just makes me happy. Now, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Now, I know some of our viewers have tuned in to the hot show Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Now, two of the stars, Stevie J and Jocelyn Hernandez, they had an epic fight, a big falling out at the end of the season. Now, my sources claim that the drama didn't convince the producers to bring them back for another season. Now, after five seasons, Stevie J and Jocelyn Hernandez will not return to the show. Can I get an amen from all the viewers? Can I get an amen? I'm telling you, those two and that Jocelyn Hernandez and Stevie J, they are so unattractive as a couple and unattractive as people. I'm glad to hear that the producers finally decided to ax them. And as well as though Jocelyn Hernandez and Stevie J are getting axed, Kay Michelle. Now, I'm going to tell you, she is also not returning to the show because her contract will not be renewed. Now, Kay Michelle, I'm going to say, who is she? Who was she? And how did she get on the show? Same thing with Jocelyn Hernandez. Who is she? And how did she get on the show? Now, as a footnote to this story, now Stevie J, he is going to be hauled off to jail for non-payment of child support. Yes. So how, I don't understand these celebrities that have, you know, so much money coming in, you know, all of the extravagancies that go along with having money and they can't pay their child support. What is wrong with these brothers out here? Now, you know, I think that him going to jail, I don't know, you know, how much good is that going to do to acquire the funds for the child support, but he is going to jail. All righty, that is my report for today.
Okay.
And, yeah, so if, remember, if the stars have something to say, they better get it from who? Me, JJ.
Okay.
All right, Cheryl, I'll give you a call.
Give me a call later on this evening.
I will. Okay, thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, so much for the stars. I don't watch none of that mess she talking about. I don't watch no hip-hop, nothing. But anyway, we are, as I was saying, we're doing a different setup down here in the studio, so hopefully that will generate some more participation here. But anyway, it's pretty close time for me to sum up. I want to remind you to register to vote. Go to the webpage, the election webpage, and look up the information. Now, I'm going to continue to talk about the proposition and about registering to vote, and we'll cover them a little more thoroughly. I'm hoping to have someone that's in the political arena to come and explain some things, so we will have. See, this is what used to do on SoulBeat. We would have elected officials come on to explain things. And whether SoulBeat supported them or not, any elected official was able to come on SoulBeat and talk. Well, I'm not able to do the same thing, SoulBeat, nowhere close to it. But I am going to attempt to try to have some elected officials or someone that knows about politics to either call in or come down to the studio. So I'm still working on that. I just want to close with saying we're going to have to start using our critical thinking skills because we're not really paying attention to what's going on and thinking over it. And we're going to have to talk a little bit more about that. And logic, what's logical and what should people be doing here in Oakland pertaining to all of the changes that are occurring. I'm attempting to talk to as many people as I possibly can, especially those I know that are on fixed incomes and low incomes, things like that, to get them to register to vote and vote and participate in what's going on in the community. Because if you don't keep informed and keep participating in the changes that are occurring, you're not going to be able to keep up. You're going to fall through the cracks. And many of you are not going to be able to afford to stay in Oakland because they don't have as many low housing or Section 8 slots as they used to have in this whole county, not just Oakland. But we're finding a lot of people that are ending up homeless right here. Register to vote and vote. And for those of you, and this is who I'm going to say and talk to all of you that say that you don't like this country and what this country is doing, I suggest you go find a country that you would prefer to live in. If not, you should be exerting all of your citizenship rights, especially if you're an African-American, especially if you are a person of color. African-Americans are the only ones of color that seem to be falling through the cracks, and we are angry about it, not relating our behavior to the consequences. We have to get out of the state of denial about the position of the African-American in this city. Now, I'm hoping and I'm praying, I do a lot of praying on this, that the people of Oakland, including African-Americans, start participating together in a lot of things that are occurring here in Oakland. You'll find that Black Lives Matter has caused a lot of other issues to other people. But it wouldn't have occurred if Black lives weren't treated as if they didn't matter. And so now we're dealing with the results of people that don't care about lives, the lives of others. And they have enough nerve to say that they're Christians. Well, that's one of the main reasons why I am a non-denominational minister of our Lord Jesus Christ, because these denominations are bringing about a lot of confusion, and Satan is the author of confusion, and many people don't realize that. But in the meantime, the city of Oakland has a lot to do here. We, the people in Oakland, we have a lot to do here. And if we don't participate in what's happening, the changes that are happening directly here in Oakland, then we get what we deserve. And many of you are going to end up homeless, and you're going to be out there up under the freeway with those other people because you didn't pay attention. You were in the state of denial about the changes that were coming and are still coming. But I'll get more into that in later programming. But in the meantime, I'm going to close out. Knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. Until we meet again, I love you.